In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That word of God which guides us in this memorial service to Professor Harold H. Bowles, Professor Donald L. Defner, Professor Mark J. Stege, those taken to Christ this past year, is from the prophet Isaiah chapter 60, where we read, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you." So far, God's holy word. I have a good friend who teaches philosophy. And often when he emerges from his lofty thoughts, with a little bit of frustration at times, he has said, "I love humanity, it's people that I can't stand." Don't these words have the ring of truth that we have all felt at times? How easy it is for us to love generically, abstractly, generally. But for a seminarian to love that professor, or for the professor to love that colleague. Now that sometimes stretches us. We live in a day when love is emptied of content by the very way we live. No matter that our culture sings about it, extols it, seeks it, desires it, the truth is that increasingly we can't even pretend to it. That spouse to whom we profess love is now no longer suitable. And that child, because it came early, is not wanted. We want to pick our time, our place, and pick a sequence of people who can be discarded. We gather this morning as people in such a culture to be refreshed by, to celebrate, and to announce a different sort of love, a love that is sturdy and lasting and specific. Each of you has been the object of such love. In your baptism, God took you as you are and joined you to Christ. There was nothing generic about that love. The baptismal waters were applied to you, and the Trinitarian name was spoken over you. And you were joined not to a principle, not to an idea, not to a dialectic, but to a person, the second person of the Holy Trinity, the incarnate Son of God, born of the Virgin Mary, his flesh and his blood, not any other, were nailed to the tree that you might die to sin and this day be joined to his life, and that you might live before the Father in him, innocent and blameless. We all have experienced by pure grace that specific, contoured, and pointed love that will not let us go, for our confessions and our hymns and our worship announce its concreteness. The real Christ is truly present to each of us. And that's why we can come together and recognize and rejoice in the very particular presence of three professors, very different personalities, Doctors Bowles, Defner, and Stege. Those of us who were privileged to know them could recognize their baptismal character. And indeed, in many of the saints who've gone before them and been taken to Christ, Dr. Robert Preuss and Reverend Barclay Brown this last year, to mention two who made pilgrimage to this chapel so frequently. But what we celebrate, in a very precise way, is that in their individuality, they pointed to their baptismal union with Christ. Their identity filtered for us the presence of the one who was greater than them. And they were the first to announce to us that there was their calling and holy vocation. It's hard to select some portion of their lives, but really through the suggestion or the conversation with Mrs. Bowles, I'd like to share just one episode, which from my perspective summarizes their life and their service among it. It happened, and I was present to witness it, when Dr. McKenzie received his degree from that nationally known Lutheran University in the northwestern part of our state. He was having a party to which he invited his doctor father, a Catholic priest. And as this Catholic father was being introduced, he met the eyes of Dr. Bowles, and he says, "Dr. Bowles, how are you doing?" And Dr. Bowles, without hesitation, said, "By grace, by grace, by grace." And the conversation continued because Dr. Bowles said, "And how are you doing, Father?" And without hesitation came the answer, "By works, by works, by works." That happened. And yet, there was, in Dr. Bull's confession, and it could be said equally of Dr. Defner and Dr. Stege, a deep sense of grace. A deep sense that even beyond their faith, which itself was given, were the good and wonderful gifts of God only and exclusively in the work of Jesus Christ. And so it's fitting that when we remember them, we come to this place of worship and we use the hymnody and the confession of the church, which celebrates that grace and which announces that while God loves us concretely in our baptism, that our real identity is greater than any of us, for we are together the body of Christ. And this chapel celebrates His gifts, His Word, His holy water, His holy presence on the altar. And with these professor saints, we confess it as we now rise and join in the Te Deum.